Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Tyler from Little Fun. He says, I've been back in the dating game for a little over a year now, and I've realized I have a rule that might make me sound like a jerk. I don't date women with what I call unglamorous jobs. And then he lists a few. Parking enforcement, lunch lady, pest control, janitorial work, toll booth operator, mall security. He goes, you get the picture. I know these are respectable gigs. I'm not knocking the hustle. But if I'm being honest, I want to be with somebody with a job that feels more exciting, or at least doesn't involve rubber gloves and a hairnet.
Wow.
All my buddies give me crap about this, saying I'm limiting myself and might miss out on someone amazing. But I can't help it. Chemistry matters, and so does how somebody carries themselves. And sometimes that's tied to what they do for a living. What do you guys think? Is this shallow, or is it just knowing what I want? Do you or your listeners have career red flags when it comes to dating? Excited to hear calls and comments on this one. No offense to any sanitation workers out there. You're doing the Lord's work. I'm just trying not to cuddle with it.
Okay.
And that's from Tyler in Little Fun. So if you want to sound off about this, unglamorous jobs, perhaps you know somebody that's in one and they're undateable. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. I'll get you here in the studios with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. What do you think, Katie? Real brief.
Yeah, I honestly, I'm in the camp of I feel like you're limiting yourself if you look. You're not going to go to their job with them. Why does it matter what they do when they're not with
but,
you?
But, like, when you're with people and they're like, what do you do for a living?
Yeah, I get that.
You want to be with somebody that you feel proud with, you know, what they do.
You do. My dad was a garbage man. So when you say sanitation worker, like my
kinda
dad,
hits home.
The best guy I've ever met in my whole life is my dad. And so I can't imagine if my mom limited herself because she didn't want to date a garbage guy, you know?
I know.
That's
honestly,
the way I look
like,
at it.
Some of these gigs pay a lot of money.
They do.
Lot of money.
Yeah.
Do we want to talk to Blake right now, Josh?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Blake.
Hey, good morning.
Morning, buddy. What do you want to sound off about?
That guy's a dork for saying, oh, I got to have, you know, a glamorous job woman. I think that's stupid.
It's what he likes, though, man. We each have our, you know, our thing when we're out there in the dating world, when we're looking for somebody. And his, he wants somebody who's like, what, an engineer or a doctor? It's just his thing.
Don't matter.
Yeah. Don't matter.
Don't matter.
What do you
if
do?
You don't pick, if your pool of dating is, like, you have a certain box that you put women in, and what they choose, you have to decide whether you want them. Like, oh, she's a 10, but she takes out the trash for your neighbor. Like, bro,
yeah.
she takes out trash. Oh, well, that's okay. At least she's working.
Exactly.
I'd rather an employee lady than a bum.
Boom! Nailed
yeah,
it. And like she's that. A 10, Blake.
Yeah.
She's a 10.
And she's a 10. Yeah. But is this a double standard? I feel like women do this all the time. Like, oh, I can't date him because he's not, you know, such and such, such and such.
Oh, yeah. Definitely
double standard.
A double standard. Women do that all the time, and they're bums for that too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think if you have a job, that's already awesome. You know what I'm saying? I think that's great.
Thank you, Blake.
I like
Blake.
Blake
spewing
yep.
the truth,
dude.
This morning.
I love that.
What do you do for a living, Blake?
I'm a physicist.
Oh, geez.
See?
That's, totally dateable.
See?
Totally
that's
dateable.
A dateable job. That's a dateable job.
Blake, thanks for calling, buddy. Have a good day. Why do I feel like he was lying about that?
I'm
Why
a physicist.
Hi, Robert. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you think about Tyler from Littleton?
He's a clown. I'm sorry. if you're looking at what they do as part of your dating thing, you're kind of looking at it at the wrong angle. If you can't be proud of what they do and who they are as a person, then you shouldn't be dating yourself, because they could turn around and use that on you going, oh, well, you don't do X, Y, Z. I'm not going to date you.
I'm dying to know. I should have wrote back to Tyler because multiple people texted in on this. Like, what does Tyler do for
yeah.
a living that makes him all high and mighty? You know, I'm dying
right.
to know what
and
this
so
guy does.
And for me, and I'm sure a lot of guys, and I know Katie can probably vouch for this too, is personality can overcome what you do for a living. If you're sustainable, if you're independent, you know what you're doing, who gives a crap what you're doing?
Yeah.
You know, you should be the partner you're going to be with should be proud of you because you're happy in your job. You're excelling at it. And they can be like, well, I'm proud of you, so I'm proud of what you do. Not, well, you don't do X, Y, Z. And plus, a lunch lady, pest control, I'm sorry, but those guys have the best job because they have the best stories. It's the people who do the dirty work that have the best stories.
Yeah.
And I bet she makes a mean pigs in a blanket.
Yeah.
Yum.
Yeah. Like none other.
What lunch lady doesn't hear the gossip that goes around school? Like, come on. Come
exactly.
On, actually, good point.
She's got the tea.
All the good stuff.
This is definitely a guy who's probably a little more worried about outward appearances and what other people think of him and who he's with versus being secure with yourself and being secure with somebody that he's with. He's very concerned with the outside opinions, I think. Which in this job, I get it. With this job, you got to blow all those outside opinions off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You come in here for 4 hours a day and do this, you know. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say good point and let you go.
is amazing. So what he's going to do is take away the outside opinions, you said, and just throw them out the window. You got to be self-secure with yourself first, and then from there you can, you know, deflect all those outside opinions.
So there you go, buddy.
That's all I had to say after that.
Robert, we appreciate you, my man. You have a great Tuesday and happy 4th.
Happy 4th to you guys.
Later, dude. I will say that some of these blue-collar jobs, you make bank.
Yeah.
If I had known some of this growing up, I would have got into the porta-potty cleaning business and the outhouse cleaning business.
You? No. There's no amount of money
have
in the world that would...
Have you seen what some of these folks make
you,
who
though?
Does that very unglamorous job? I would have a rubber suit on.
A lot of money.
People don't want to do that job, and I'm using that as an example.
Okay. I can't see
but
you
they
doing
make
that
bank.
Specific.
I know a guy who his job is to go around and clean parking lots at the end of the day, various office complexes, various commercial real estate areas. He goes at night with his pickup truck, has some trash bins in the back, goes around with his little poker stick and a rake and everything, cleans parking lots. He's self-made, makes 300 plus a year.
Whoa.
Cleaning parking lots, the end of the day, nobody's around, he's by himself. But he goes to these businesses and says, hey, who's cleaning your parking lots? And then undercuts them. He gets the business, and that's what he does. He picks up trash in the evening.
What's his
making
number?
Making 300.
I know, right?
I know, right?
Does he need an assistant?
Dude.
So, to poo-poo these ladies doing the Lord's work with these hard jobs is absolutely insane to me. I mean, I should have went into landscaping and sprinkler install. Not a glamorous job. You can make bank doing that,
Katie
Cat. Oh, yeah.
If you own your own company, your
bank.
Own landscaping company, you can rake it in for sure. As
yes.
the worker, maybe not so much, but definitely if you own it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you got to work your way up.
Yeah.
But so be it. Work your butt
exactly.
off.
Exactly.
Did you have a couple
you
messages?
I did. This one from Sarah in Golden. She says, I'm appalled by the amount of people who judge a book by its cover. You never know what someone brings to the table until you get to know them.
Yeah.
A doctor could be an abusive piece of crap. You never know. So before you swipe left on someone who works as a janitor, remember, they could have a heart of gold and you'll miss out if you don't give them at least a shot. And all because all you cared about was how much debt they went into for school. And that says way more about you than the janitor.
Yeah.
And that's from Sarah Golden. I agree.
100%. Some solid points. You never know what you're gonna get.
Well, the shallowness is especially this day and age. There, I don't know. I feel like there's such a stigma because everyone posts their lives on social media and everything like that. So they're like, well, I have the best. I want the best of the best of the best, and that's also fake. You know, like the whole social media and the way you portray yourself is the best of the best side of yourself.
Yeah.
And that being said, who cares? If you have a job and you know, work in fast food or whatever you do, you have a job, you're taking care of yourself, you're doing things to meet ends. And that's there's a lot of lazy people out in this world. And when you are waking up and doing your job every day like that, it doesn't matter what it is. I don't know why Tyler would look at it like this and be like, I can't date someone who has a, you know, a lower end job or something like that. Like, that blows my mind.
Well, I think also it's the shift in what is impressive to us, because if you look at the people who grew up in generations that are older now, the impressive thing was to have a family and a picket fence and a house. And these were the things that deemed you successful. And now it's real estate, right? It's how many cars can you have? How much, posting things like you said on social media, the rich aspect of it, how many properties do you own? That is more impressive than having a family and, you know, sustainability in that sense. So I think that just the way we look at things has changed so much in the last 20 years.
I'm solid on the side of Tyler. Quit worrying about what everybody thinks.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Just keep your business to yourself. Keep your career to yourself. Keep your income to yourself. It's nobody's business.
Well, yeah, look at your paycheck and see how much their opinion changes your check.
And not to mention, a lot of these folks that are doing these blue-collar jobs, I mean, anymore with the side hustle craze right now, they could be raking it in doing who knows what. They could be making thousands a month on Amazon KDP, you know?
Yeah.
Keep it to yourself. Keep your income quiet. My best example that I love about this email is my wife wouldn't be around if her parents hadn't met in a slaughterhouse. They found love in a slaughterhouse, a very unglamorous job, got together, had a baby, and now I have my wife. So that should sum it up right now.
Oh,
right
my gosh.
There. Did you know that?
I think you told that story before, but every time you tell it, it kind of, you know,
talked about an unglamorous job.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I wouldn't have a wonderful wife if her, you know, dad hadn't worked in a slaughterhouse, for God's sakes. Hi, Jamie.
Hi.
Hey, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I'm going to play a little bit of devil's advocate. So I'm not defending this particular guy, and I'm thinking he's being pretty, you know, arrogant. However, I do think that when you're dating, you do want to have some compatibility. And I see this with my youngest daughter who just got accepted into medical school. And she just, the way she thinks is just really different. And she talks to her dad and I. We enjoy conversations with her, but we don't know what everything she's explaining. You know, CRISPR, this, she goes into these topics, and I know she's going to need somebody that can, like, go there with her. Does that make sense?
Like on the same educational type of level, right?
Just I don't even think she needs the same type of field necessarily, but somebody that can go there, that knows or has the... It's not even a level of intelligence. It's more like the ability to be interested, wanting to learn.
To comprehend, basically, what she's talking about and what
yeah,
she does.
Gotta
I see
have,
what you're saying.
Yes.
Like, to be on your level.
Right, yeah. Right. And without it being, like, pretentious, but more like, hey, you know, when you want to get in the weeds with somebody, they got to be able to go there with you. And it can be about various different topics and interests. I mean, people could be interested in all of sorts of things, and it's just I do see that a little bit.
I see what you're saying, and you're not being rude or anything,
but
sometimes you just need to have somebody who is essentially on the same level as you to kind of comprehend what you do.
Well, would you say that's a little bit more emotional maturity as well? Like you're at the same
it'd be intellectual maturity as well.
Yeah.
I would think to some extent is along with that, Katie.
But you're right. A lot of that comes...
You can have really emotionally mature and intelligent people that aren't necessarily academically accredited. And then you have the opposite where they have a ton of academic accreditation, but their emotional intelligence is not getting there. Yeah. So it's like this, you know, trifecta of trying to match with somebody. So maybe this guy... Not that I'm defending him, but maybe the way that he's explaining this is just not what he means.
He could have been a little more gentle, right?
Yes, and some people that are very, like, in academia, and they might be a little on the spectrum, a little neurodivergent, sometimes the way that they explain things just is not very kind, but I don't think they mean to be unkind. So, anyways.
It's a really good
point. And he said
that out there.
Like, he even said, I know these are necessary jobs, respectable gigs, and I'm not knocking the hustle. It's just for him, it's not compatible. Does not compute for him. So I get what you're saying. You articulated it much better, I think, than Tyler from Littleton.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
I have emotional intelligence.
Yeah, you do, Jamie. It counteracts the three of us, so we appreciate you calling in.
No. Have a good day.
You too, Jamie. Thanks for calling. Oh, my gosh, that's funny.